today I want to discuss with you Bris Milah, Parshas Tazria, Isha Ki Sazria, V'yold Zohar, V'tamosh Shivas Yamim. And what does it say then? V'yoyim Hashmini Yimol Besar Orloso. And in fact, according to the Talmud Yerushalmi, in Masechet Kiddushin, on Perek Aleph, Dav Zayin, this is the reason why we mekayim today the mitzvah of Bris Milah, not because of Avram Avinu. Shocking statement from the Yerushalmi. Bavli doesn't say this. The Bavli would appear that the reason why we do Bris Milah is because of the Bris of Avram. Hashem was koresimo abris, lecholasim abris, l'seis l'zar. Hashem was the Bris Milah, the Yugimul Brisos that Hashem made with Avram. Bris Milah is also for Eretz Yisrael, but it's because of Avram. Not so. That was before Matan Torah. It had to be renewed after Matan Torah. The first place Bris Milah was renewed after Matan Torah is this week's Parsha, Parshas Tazria. Every time you go to Bris Milah, and you can think about Parshas Tazria, according to the Yerushalmi, is the reason why we mekayim the mitzvah. Now, so I want to discuss with you a couple of interesting things I have here in this sefer called Mikori HaTfilah. We used this last week by Ephraim Zlotnik. Zlotnik, and it's the Chelik Beis. Zlotnik, the Chelik Beis. He has some very interesting things. Most things here are totally new to me. Okay, first thing. First thing is Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs. Bris Milah Chatzilah should be done before early. What is the sheer Zrizim Makdim Lemitzvahs? The Magen Avraham says, the very important Magen Avraham, he says that it should be done before third of the day. When you talk about Zrizim, a third of the day is Zrizus. So what is the third of the day? Pretty much by Zman Tzfilah. Whatever Zman Tzfilah is, that is the ideal. And you can do it 6 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to necessarily get a big crowd to come. It might be easier to get a smaller crowd. What? Unless you live in Lakewood, you can get an early water.
They do it in the afternoon?
They do it in the afternoon? Why? Because they can't get a mile.
No.
What? No, do they don't do Zrizim. Everyone holds. No one disagrees with Zrizim Makdinim Lemitzvahs.
I've been at an afternoon Briz. Because
the baby was yellow, was questionable. Or sometimes, I know in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. There are certain Moyalim, which are celebrity Moyalim. If you don't have the celebrity Moyal, something called Yosela. I don't know, there are certain celebrity Moyalim. Everyone wants certain Moyalim. So they have every day 20 milas. So you can't get them unless they're going to come. They get to you by the time it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So then in those situations you have no choice. But l'chatchila, vayashkeim Avraham baboiker, zrizim makdinim lemitzvahs, the earliest possible. What is the shear? It's very nice. It's a nice thing. Zrizim makdinim. But it's good every so often to put things in terms of a scientific mathematical calculation. The first third of the day is called zrizim makdinim lemitzvahs. Therefore, when it comes to zman tfilas, 4 hours, day has 12 hours, 4, 8, 12. So the first 4 hours, zrizim makdinim lemitzvahs, basically zman tfilah. Whatever zman tfilah is, that's the time that the Bris Milah should be done by, which is around 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock. That's the latest, the Bris Milah. Yeah.
Nice with Moshe, was called to a Bris, and he heard that the Satmar is going to be there.
Yeah.
So he says, okay, find that.
Find out what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock,
so
okay.
He says, the Satmar when he's going to be there.
Okay.
The Satmar is going to be there at 8 o'clock. Satmar walks in about 9:30. He says, Vayashkem Avram Bavoyker.
How long did it take? Vayachvash.
First he did all of these.
It was a long vayachvash. The hachonis. Okay, next interesting thing. The minig is on a bris.
Whoever can girl.
The minig is. Okay, I'll read you what it says here in the art scroll Sidur. Yesh nehagim b'yom sheyesh by bris milah shekol pasuk mi v'chorois imoy habris at soif hashira oimer hamoyel b'ne'ima v'akahol oine acharav. Starting from Chorois Mar Bris all the way until the end of Oz Yashir, the Moel reads, the Moel reads pasuk by pasuk, or here pasuk, and the people in the Olam responds. Problem. The problem is called Sugud le pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu anan le paskinan. So how are you allowed to break up the typical, there are different ways to break up the psukim, but it appears that they would say that these are ancient customs. Today this minig is not as popular as it used to be. And they have a minig of saying it only half a pasuk at a time, where the Moel says, and then everyone responds, they say that half and they say the second half. In other words, they don't say the entire pasuk, they say it half pasuk by half pasuk. So there's a whole collection of literature on this. How can this minhag, the way it was done years ago, be proper when we have a principle called psukut le'pasuk, you're not allowed to recite half psukim? So that's part of the answer. Part of the answer is part of tefillah, or even a better answer is anything that's part of shira. Anything that you say as a song, when Moshe Rabbeinu actually said the shira, as Yashem Moshe, our shira l'Hashem l'chatchila was composed in a way as an exception that you can't say expressions and half psukim in order to sing.
No, because that's the way one says the shira l'Hashem ki
gadol. Right, so that, you know, that's the way. Right, okay, so this is just an issue I want to bring up, that this is a minhag, but every minhag doesn't come without a critique. And the critique is the common way the minhag was observed. I don't know, I'm not familiar with, I don't really see this too often. Even if you see it, by the time you realize it's happening, it's over, because they go so fast. So there's a question of how you can even do it, because you're going to break it up with the psukim. Okay, standing. Are you mechuyev to stand for a bris nidla? This is a very, nothing I'm telling you is clear. Everything here is just controversial. This is a very big dilemma. To what big machlokes, to what degree you mechuyev, the audience is mechuyev to stand at a bris nidla? It's a bris.
Stand for
us. So some want to say that it's the category of yo'imdim in front of people who are doing mitzvahs, like the people who brought the bikurim, like you stand for a chasan. Why? Because he's doing a mitzvah. So the mitzvah of getting married, stand for the kala. So some say it's not a mitzvah, shiri mitzvah, but imdim ibnei, the people that are doing the mitzvah. So some want to learn the reason why you stand is because of the people who are doing the mitzvah. If that's the reason, then there are a lot of leniencies. Because you don't, the halakha of standing, someone does the mitzvah is not etched in stone. It's not part of the procedure. It's not like, you know, Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei, you don't just stand because stretch your legs. You stand for Shemona Esrei because you have to stand. Oy meid lifnei ha-melech. This is the way you do it. If you're not standing, you're in a lot of trouble. There are exceptions, okay? You're on an airplane. You're in a car. There are exceptions. But if you don't have any reason not to, you got to do it. There are no excuses. By a wedding, you know, chos and kala walk, they come down. A little hard to stand, so you give a little shuckle. You give a little shuckle, right? When someone walks in, you give a little shuckle. You don't have to stand all the way up. You makayim oimdim lefnei a person that does the mitzvah. But the people who are giving a little shuckle for the chasen and kala when they walk in, when they're davening Shemona Esrei, they're standing straight for a good 6-7 minutes to daven the Shemona Esrei. Question, by a bris milah, you're tired. Davening is over. I don't feel so great. They're doing a bris milah. I'm participating. I'm here. Do I have to really stand? Do you really have to stand for the bris milah? Can I relax? What is the dialogue? If it's people who are doing a mitzvah, you can be lenient. There's grounds to be lenient. But some learn, this is a very big thing, a lot of people don't know this, is that no, the standing of a bris milah, it's a bris. And vayamoid ha'am ba'bris, it's a pasuk in Malachim. When you make a bris, when you forge a covenant, you got to stand. It's like davening Shemona Esrei. When you're participating in the bris milah, in many places can hold, it's the tzura of a bris to be oimed, to be standing. Takes on a whole new severity. That's a very interesting thing. I certainly never knew, was aware of this. Okay, let's go to the next thing. I've never seen this, but it seems that this is done in Yerushalayim. Im loy ala es Yerushalayim al roish simchasi. Do you say that possibly? We say that by a wedding, before you break the kala, before you break the chasen kala, before the chasen breaks the kos, you make before you come to very great simcha. You're supposed to remember im eshkachech. So indeed, it's the minhag. It says here that it's the minhag Yerushalayim, and some say it's the minhag of the whole Eretz Yisrael. But no one has ever seen this being done chutz liaretz. That when you begin the bris milah by publicly saying In Eshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tidbak Lashani Lichiki Imloy Eskerechi Imloy Allah Es Yerushalayim Al Roish Simchasi. You're supposed to do that. It's not done. What? No breaking the koisos. It's not done, but some say at least it should be said quietly. It should be said silently. This is an old minhag, has a lot of sources. For whatever reason, I don't know why we don't do it. Okay, let's go to the next. Kvata. First thing the Moel says is, kvata. What in the world is a kvata? What is a kvata? So he says here three translations for the word kvata. Number one, kvata is a corrupt form of the word kitoires. We all know the famous Chazal that the person when you bring a bris milah, it's the equivalent to offering kitoires. So the one that brings what we only said like once, because just like in the Beis Midrash, they give everyone a chance, an opportunity to become wealthy. It's a school of hashiris. We have yet to find the person that became rich from being a sandik, but it's a school of hashiris. They did not let the people in the Beis Midrash people do. He became rich in Torah. It's somewhere accepted.
Depends what
you value in life. You'll become value whatever you value in life. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. Every person has a different system, a different scale of what they consider to be a zeh osha smiach b'chelkai in a chanami. So, but Chazal tells us that being a moy, being a son, the whole procedure is the offering of the keteres. So therefore, as a way of reminding the olam Rabbi Sai, let's get serious now. We're bringing the keteres. Basically, who wants money? Who wants cash? Right out of an airplane, you throw you all these social experiments. You ever see online these social experiments where some guy walks in the middle of the street and he throws $100, he throws dollar bills all over the place, and you watch everyone running around like a chicken without a head, trying to chop the money, the social experiment. So basically, you tell Rabbi Sai, we're giving away free money. Free money, keteres. If you want to participate in the bris milah, we're offering the keteres to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a meridika school. It's a meridika thing. That's what kvater is. Kvater. It's a play on the word keteres. That's the most common interpretation.
Well, it's the same letters.
It's the same. Aruch, who says this? The Aruch HaShulchan says this. Okay, someone very close to home, recent times. The Aruch HaShulchan. That's why he says the word kvata. Okay. However, there are other interpretations. Other interpretations say that it comes from the word a diaper. Believe it or not, a diaper. The person that brought the baby in was the sponsor. You have to understand how minhagim evolved. We are totally clueless to some of minhagim. In ancient times, people were very poor. They're very poor today as well. But people were really dirt poor in those days. And a baby was born, it was a very great financial burden to the community. Mazel tov on the baby. It was a big financial burden in ancient times, so people would sponsor. So a person would come forward, you have to get a sponsor to pay for the baby, to pay for the diapers. Say you can go bankrupt paying for diapers. You have to get a sponsor. So basically the one that sponsored the diapers was given the kavod of bringing the baby into the bris milah. Can you imagine, like, you put someone's name on the building, you want to pay for the building, we'll put your name on the building, you'll pay for the diapers, you'll get the first honor. So they call them the kvata, because kvata in Yiddish means kvata gatzig. Kvata gatzig, I don't know if this is Yiddish or this is Polish or this is German or whatever this is a translation for what's called hachasulin. Hachasulin means the diapers, the rags, the shmatas that we use. Hachitulim, to wrap the baby. The one that's a Yiddish word, and that's the one who has paid and has been so kind to sponsor the needs of the baby. Please bring the baby forward.
English translation.
Okay, a third interpretation, this is a very interesting interpretation, is it's called kvater, is a corrupted morphism of the word kvod tir. Kvod tir means the honor of the door. The honor that's given to the person that's standing at the door. Kavod. So kavod is spelled. Yeah, the kavod is spelled with a chaf, and somehow the chaf turned into a kuf. Don't ask me how, but the chaf turned into a kuf. Kavod tir. Tir means the door. Tir in Yiddish is the door. Kavod tir.
The door.
Kavod tir means kvater. Okay, it's a kavod, kavoitir. The one that has the kavod at the door. Who's the guy at the door? The couple at the door, the kavoitir. So sacha kol, the next time you're kavater, here he tells us three possible interpretations. It means kitoires. Rabbi Sai, we're giving away free money. Just pay attention. Be quiet. Participate. It's a nice thing to participate in the bris mila instead of talk. By a chuppah today, it's become a circus today. It's a chaval.
They have to make an announcement.
It's a chaval. Announcement worth nothing. What's the word announcement? The chosan and kala kindly request that you remain quiet for the duration of the chuppah. Please close your cell phones. And no texting. Really. Really. It's a chaval. So to a bris also to some degree has become like this. We go to a bris. It's a big celebrity bris. A lot of people. It's just a circus.
Who's getting the
kavata? Okay, so kvata means pay close attention. We're doing something very important. It means a cover to the person that has sponsored the diapers, or it means the kvoid tier, the one who has been given the honor at the door. Yeah.
The sponsor, the Abdul, is the
guy,
and there's a concept of a godfather.
Yeah, just that.
One of the things a godfather does, he assumes responsibility for that child for
the rest of his life.
Something happens to the family.
You want to say that the kvat is the godfather? It's a takeoff. It's a Jewish version of what the goyim did. Possibly. There are a lot of...
It's a Galician version of the Jewish thing.
What? The other way, both goes both ways. Some things are both ways. We don't know. Yeah, you're right. Okay, there is truth to what you're saying.
Because I had heard that Kvater was Kvater, like the father.
Like the father, kefata. Like the father. So what do you mean, like the father?
It means that if
it's a bracha
to the father, this child will be his godfather.
Oh. His responsibility.
The God. I mean, the person carrying the baby. All right. Okay. Now this is something very interesting. The honor of the kvater is really, it's a couple. It's really the mother. Really, Mikra didn't was supposed to, it used to be the mother. The mother of the baby. The problem is the mother of the baby, the original way it was the mother of the baby would give it to the father, to the Avi HaBen. There are two problems with this. Number one, ancient times, the mother was very ill, she couldn't come. Childbirth was not like it is today. They didn't have all the technology. And a woman was typically homebound. She could not possibly participate in the meal. What? Maybe going back 1,000 years. Maybe 1,000 years. I don't know, you're right. I don't know. And then there's a halachic problem. The halachic problem is she's a nida. Even though in the Torah, after 7 days, she's no longer a nida, but we have all the chumris of Nashim, Machmir, Salatzman, so therefore she's a nida, so she can't pass off the baby from her hands to her husband. So we needed to introduce more people to participate. What? Kasvu Rapoiskim 42, the Prima Godim. Prima Godim.
Before that, the woman herself was the Sandi.
Not muhoch. He doesn't say that anywhere. Maybe you're right. He doesn't say that. There's such a thing. There is such a thing as a woman being a son. There's a whole tumult. Okay, but there is one very interesting thing. This is what it says. The Prima Godim says. This simchol he illustrates. We have a team. We got a team here. We have here the woman and we have her husband. Or it can be brother, sister. You typically don't give it to people that are tsnius. You don't, I mean, it depends where. You don't give it to people that are, you give it to a married couple. You give it to a married couple where there's no problem of yichud between the two individuals. So let's say for argument's sake, this couple are in Avelis. They're in Avelis. Let's say they're within Shloshim. They're in Avelis, or even within Shiva, even with the whole question. So can the man who takes the baby from the woman, can he wear his big day Shabbos? The answer is no. There are many the restrictions of Avelis, whatever they may be, fully apply to the man who participates. But there are no restrictions for the woman who participates in this part, the counterpart, because this is the only mitzvah that a woman has by a bris milah. Because the milah is done, is a whole shalik, can a woman do a bris mitzvah, machloikis, can a woman do a bris milah? The only mitzvah, only part of the mitzvah that's, that is given to a woman, the chazal gave a woman in the bris milah, is passing off the baby. And therefore, it has been elevated to a degree of chashivus. This is what the Prima Gadim says. Shemipas shezohi, I'm reading you the words. Shezohi hamitzvah hayechida shel hanoshim b'chol inyone hamila. L'chein, therefore, hanoshim shemeschablis b'tafkid ze b'zmanei ho'avelos shel chodesh av. Here he gives an example of chodesh av during the 9 days. Rash rishoyos lilboish big day Shabbos. L'fi she'ein lohem mitzvah acheres b'milo rak ma she'noisois ha'tinok l'beis ha'kneses aval kisho ishu ha'kvater. The ish, when he's the kvater, when he participates in this product process, ha'mekabal tinnik b'na isha lo yilbosh b'day Shabbos b'zmanei ha'velos elu ki hu lo nechshav kein bal simcha. The man kvater is not so important because he's just one of many people. There's the moyel, there is the sandik, there is the avi haben, they're the one who makes the brachas, or the hagoshes, if they have hagoshes, menakisei. Shel anoshim shemurim tafkidei ikar bal hasimcha, v'hu ha-toyves ha-tini goes through all these, or the kisei shel aliyahu. So the point, which is, to me, made an impression on me, I can't speak for you, is that, wow, like, women at a bris milah have a part. I never looked at a bris milah. I looked that a woman is just a necessary, don't say it when I said this, a necessary evil. The woman has to be there. Right? The woman has to be there because someone's got to bring the baby, someone's got to take care of the baby, so the woman comes. No! He says she is the ikar. This, she has an integral part of the process. And not only that, since this is the only thing that she gets, she's shakal keneged kulam. The men have a lot of things to do. This is the only thing, because this is the only thing that the woman does to pass the baby from her hands to the male kvata, her status is elevated above the other men, and it even overrides halacha laws of avelus. Something very interesting to think about. Okay, let's go to the next thing. Okay, the other thing I want to point out is that it used to be in ancient times, he writes over here, this sefer, Oy, the Oitzah HaBris, that was written by who were the Oitzah HaBris? Abunim, Pratinsky, I think Abunim Pratinsky wrote the sefer. He brings down here the Klohe HaMilu Rabbi Yehuda HaGoyzer. Leket Yosher, he brings something very interesting about the Kavata, that in ancient times, in Poland, we can trace this back, the Kavata was the Sandik. They did not originally, if we will be able to trace back how all the Kibbutim of Bris Milah, they did not have so many Kibbutim. There was no Kavata and Hagoshes. The Moyel and his wife, the Sandik and his wife, were the Kavata. In other words, the Sandik's wife would bring the baby, and she would give the baby to the sandik, and the sandik would bring the baby down, and the sandik would put the baby on the kis shaloyo, if there was in the kis shaloyo, if they even did that, and then the sandik would put the baby on his lap and let them moil. There was no such thing as a kvata, a kise shaloyohu, and mina kise, and kagoshes. The sandik was the kvata. That's what it says. Sheikah kvata hu asandik atzmai the ishtoi. Ela, I'm reading what it says here. Ela shebemeshech hazman nishtariv haminuk shemachalkim es asandikois lebeis kibudin echol lachnis lemok marisu hu anikah kvata veabeis lachzika b'shasamilu v'ainbog navram danoshim. So it comes out, but the chiddush that comes out is that the kvata is almost like a sandik. It becomes then a very choshev kibud. We should not minimize the chashivus of the kvata. We think that the most choshev kibud is sandikois, and the next choshev kibud is sandik oimet, the one who holds the baby when they're doing kriyas hashem, and then the one that does kriyas hashem and the brachas, the whole hierarchy. What's choshev? But most people on their list, the kvata is the bottom of the list. That's, I think, the attitude that most people have. It's the bottom of the list, the kvata. It's not so. The kvata, if you want to go look at, it's not, you're not going to change anything, what I'm telling you. But if you trace the minhagim to the original form, the sandik was the kvata, and therefore you're giving away a chelik of his role to the kvata. That's very choshev. It's a very dignified kibbutz to be a kvata. Okay. Let's now go to the next thing. Baruch haba. The next thing the Moel says, the after he says, kvata. and then you see this guy racing through the shul, or wherever it is, and the moel says, Baruch haba. Right, you ever heard that before? Baruch haba. So what do you say? What? You say nothing. No, so you're supposed to say, believe it or not, you're supposed to answer B'Shem Hashem. That's the proper thing to do. The tzibur is supposed to answer B'Shem Hashem.
Are you supposed to say out the Shem or you say
I don't know. It seems I don't know the answer. I never saw anyone say B'Shem Hashem. Like I told you, everything here is new to me, and we get an appreciation of what we don't what we do by look what we don't do. So you get a little bit out. In fact, some say that you're supposed to say more than just B'Shem. You're supposed to say B'Shem Hashem Baruch Hanimol L'Shmoina. That's a whole expression. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed is the name of L'Shmoina. And the Siddur, it's not there. Doesn't have it. Okay, but this is, who says this? The Rishonim say this. This goes back to the Avudraham. Okay, the Avudraham says this. He's supposed to respond B'Shem Hashem. And some say he's supposed to say B'Shem Hashem Baruch Hanimol L'Shmoina. Why does the Moel say Baruch Haba? So you can guess why. Haba is bigamatria 8. Haba, hey, beis, aleph. Haba, baruch haba means bless the one that is 8 and is 8. The 8, v'yomash minimo b'sar losai. Okay, let's go to the next thing. The brachas. How many brachas are there? There are, we start off with 2 brachas. Asher k'deshon v'mitzot sivanu, our minig is al hamila. Now why do we say al hamila, or we could really be lamol. Lamol, lamul esabein. We don't say lamul esabein. We say al hamila. We'll see in a moment why. Because the connotation is lamul esabein is when you're doing the milo yourself. And indeed, there are opinions. It's not commonly accepted, but there are opinions that hold that if the avi haben himself does the milo, the proper bracha is lamul eshaben. The bracha changes. If you have given over your authority to the moel, then the moel makes the bracha al hamil. It's not his child. But if the father himself does the bismillah, then he should make the bracha of. Then the father should make the bracha lamul eshaben. However, some say leplug, so we just make one bracha. Okay. Then we have the bracha asher. The father makes asher k'deshon b'mitzvayis v'mitzvayin lachnisa b'risay shel am ravinu. That is the bracha that is given to the father. When does the father make that bracha? So he makes it before he does it in between the Mila and the Priya. He does it right away. He does not need to wait, because anyway he's not. We want to do the mitzvah over la'asiyasan. You should make the brachas before you do the mitzvah. Now there are really two/three parts to bris milah. There's Mila, that's the cutting of the foreskin. There's the Priya, that's the separation. That's the separation of the skin, and then there is the mitzitza. Okay, the mitzitza is machlekes in the Gemara. Is mitzitza for refuah purposes, or does mitzitza have more of a religious aspect? Obviously, you all know the major controversy is mitzitza. Is mitzitza bepeh? Is that ideal? Is it not ideal? Is there's too much sakana involved? You know what's going on in New York City? Is it New York State also? Or just New York City? All of what? It's not totally over yet. The mayor has. It's not totally over. There's still some loopholes that have to go through. But whatever, I'm not going there. Whatever. There's no bracha on mitzitza. There's a bracha on the mila, and there's this two brachas. We have two. Just like when it comes to tefillin, I should make the analogy between bris mila and tefillin. Just like on tefillin, make two brachas al haniach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin. Chazal gave us two brachas for bris mila al hamila leachnisay bevrisay shalav revi. You know, because of the two parts of the mitzvah, Mila and Puria. Now, being that the father makes the second bracha, the mother makes the first bracha, you can make the bracha of Leach Nisai Bevrisai Shal Amravinu after the Mila is done, before the Puria is done. No, the Mo'el makes the bracha al hamila only. The Mo'el makes the first bracha. The father makes the second bracha. The first bracha is made before the cutting of the mila. The second bracha, lechatchila, should be made before the priya. Now, the cutting of the mila only takes a half a second. Well, not so silly, because there are some situations when children, they're born with very delicate foreskins. And you need to bring in surgeons. There are a lot of stories like this, so you need to bring in special. Then the mila doesn't go so fast. It can take a very long time. So then the bracha of al priya is not made until they're ready for the priya. It can take 5 minutes until they're ready for the priya. You have a regular child, healthy child, no problems. It's immediate because it doesn't take more than half a second. It depends on the technique or the technique they're using to do the meal. But it doesn't take more than half a second. So you hear the father making the bracha right away. Let's say the father is a little bit slow. He's not quick at the switch. So it's okay. You can make the bracha after the priya. Sometimes it happens, probably not very common, where the mold does the mila and he does the priya and the father's a little sloppy, a little clumsy, and he doesn't make the bracha until after the priya already has done. So maybe you'll argue you can't make the bracha anymore. If you eat an apple, right, I ate the apple. I ate up the whole apple. I forgot to make a bori priya eitz. Can you make a bori priya eitz when you finish eating the apple? No. It's too late. It's done, right? It's done. The apple's in my stomach already. It's too late. You can't go make a bracha l'mafreya. So can you make a bracha l'mafreya on a mitzvah? Well, a mitzvah is usually yes. If you put on tefillin, oi, I forgot to make the bracha on my tefillin. Can I make the bracha after putting on the tefillin? Yes. So if the father forgot, was not able to make the bracha l'priya before the priya, he can still make the bracha on the priya after the priya. It's okay. What happens if the father is the moyel? This is an interesting ashayla. The father himself is the moyel. Today, it's not so uncommon. There are many people that want. They're not squeamish. They want to have the schus of doing a meal on their own child. So they learn meal. You hear about this thing every so often. So if the father himself is the moyel, they bring with them. Some of them are professional moyel. Sometimes they bring with them. They have a moyel supervise them, and the moyel just. So when you have that, so then the poskim say, then lechatchila the father should make both brachas immediately. See, you know, you lose out the inyan of because then you can't concentrate. You can't do the mila and then stop the show. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I did the mila. Now I'm going to make the bracha on priya, which is asher k'dashan b'mitzvayis tzivin lachnisai b'vrisai shel Aaron Avinu. You don't do that. You don't play around. You don't play around with the child. The child is going through a surgical procedure. So if the father himself is doing the bismila, he makes the bracha al hamila, then he makes the bracha lachnisai b'vrisai shalom avina b'vrisai, and then he does both. Then he does the mila and the priya. So it's interesting, you go to a bismila, you pay attention, when they're making the, you can sense if something is different, when, how the brachas are made. Typically you always hear them in rapid succession. And they tell the father, they tell, make the bracha very quick. They tell, don't, it's not Yom Kippur today. don't have the long Shemona Esrei. You make the bracha, Asher, they make it very quick. Why? Because you got to chap around the bracha, l'chatril, before you do, after the mila and the priya. Okay, then there's the third bracha. Okay, then there's Shachianu. We'll come to Shachianu a little later on. We're not going to probably do that tomorrow, the Shachianu. But then there's the bracha of Asher Kiddash. Oh, let's do Shachianu now. Shachianu. Okay, we'll do that the last thing now. What, do you make a Shachianu in a bris mila? So what does Taisva say? Taisva the Bavli says, Taisva the Rebbe Lezdemila says, you don't make a Shachianu. Why? Sara Dianuka. Not so poshet. The Rambam disagrees with Taisva. The Rambam says you do make a bracha Shachianu. It's not a gruah thing. This is not a gruah thing. There's a little bit the minhag Eretz Yisrael is to make a bracha. It's not a minhag Yerushalayim. It's a minhag Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they go with the Rambam, and the Rambam holds a lot of Rishonim disagree that you do make a bracha. You make a Shachianu on a bris mila. Shulchan Aruch makes a pshara. It seems to make a pshara. The pshara is that if the father himself does the bris mila, the father makes a Shachianu. Because then he's mamish doing the mitzvah. It upgrades the mitzvah to a different status where you should be samech on the Rambam and all the other Rishonim that say you should make a bismila. The father himself should make the bracha shechianu. So he's making three brachas. Al hamila, he makes the bracha on lachnisai, and he makes the bracha shechianu. The father's not doing the bismila. The min chutz liaritz, like Tosfos, tzar balei chayim. The svas emes. What? Tzar. Same thing. Tzar dianuka. Okay, the svas emes says an incredible chiddush. It's a shocking thing he says. He says, you shouldn't make a shechianu because there's nothing new. It's a whole new look at bismila. First of all, he says, mila? Everyone has a bris mila. The father has the bris mila. Everyone in Shul has a bris milah. What, another bris milah? Big deal. Bishlam a yomtiv. Yomtiv comes and goes. Yomtiv is 7 days. It's 8 days. It's 9 days. That's it. Pesach is over. Pizza. Put away all the chametz. All the Pesach stuff. It's over. A whole year goes by. Oh, this is something new. Shechianu v'kimanu. Chanukah comes and goes. Purim comes and goes. It's new. It's a novelty. Milo? What's the novelty? No novelty. The whole world has a bris milah.
Now, the one said,
yeah?
He said, the father makes the bracha, he's making on his own bris. Because he was cutting, he didn't know.
He was not able. Okay, that.
Now, this is his first time. I mean,
yeah, and as an adult, yeah, we once said that. That's right. It's a chiddush. That sounds like our Ashkenazi maybe said that. Because Ashkenazi, I vaguely remember right. Okay, but this is the Sfas Emes says, number one, he says, there's not, which is a very shocking thing to hear, a chiddush, there's nothing new. Number two, now this is fascinating. A milah he holds, he's not doing a maisa. The milah's there. It's just it can't be seen. By removing the foreskin, that is not a creation. When it comes to matzah, I'm doing a maisa. I'm eating the matzah. A little of an estric, I cut the estric. I'm taking, you're doing a maisa. Milah, I never looked at it. When you do a maisa, you're not doing a maisa. He doesn't consider it to be a maisa milah. The milah, it's just the removal of the foreskin is not a creation. Niskale ho'atara, right? It's just a revelation of something that's already there that has been covered. That does not qualify for Shechianu in the thought of the Sfas Emes. A whole new way to look at a bris milah. It's not considered a maisa mitzvah. It's considered just a gili of something that was already there. Halacha l'maisa, we halacha l'maisa the different minhagim. Some make a Shechianu, some do not make a Shechianu. In Eretz Yisrael, they do make a Shechianu. Chutz Eretz, we don't make tzara d'inuka. But there is this pshara that if the father does it, then there is another exception. That if it's the bechor. Another exception, many places can make mention of this exception, even Chutz Yeretz Tzar D'Yinuka, we put that aside if it's a Bechor, and the father plans on doing the Pidyon HaBen. At the Pidyon HaBen, you're supposed to make a Shechianu. So many places can say is don't wait for the Pidyon HaBen to make the Shechianu. The Shechianu that you're going to make at the Pidyon HaBen, you make now at the Bris Milah. And then you don't make at the Pidyon HaBen. Oh, but the baby's only a Nafel. He's only 8 days old. Who knows, he'll make it to 30 days old. Well, go bust a rive. You don't have to be Chayish. What?
A Koyein
and Levi in a Chanami. So what it seems to say, I didn't follow through, would not make the Shechianu. Only by a Bechor.
In a Chanami.
The father. Okay, so this line of thought is that the father, working with the Yisur, the father makes the Shechianu. Don't wait. If you have a Bechor, now you chap a rein, you make the Shechianu, and you don't make the Shechianu at the Pidyon HaBen. Otherwise, it's not the Bechor. So then there is no Shechianu. We follow the sheet of Tosfos Tzara D'Yinuka. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. Or tomorrow, maybe we might do tomorrow is Yom HaZikaron. So maybe we'll talk about Kiddush Hashem. We'll talk about. Wait, Wednesday is Atzmaut, right?
Thursday.
Hey.
You're off.
Hey, it's Friday, but they don't make today is Aleph.
Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. Wednesday, Thursday.